This is an Alaska Policy Forum podcast for Thursday, April 5th, 2012. I'm Jeremy Thompson. Under intense pressure from education lobbying interests, the Alaska legislature is considering whether to create a new universal preschool program in Alaska, though there is some ambiguity as to what such programs will deliver in terms of academic achievement. Lisa Snell from the Reason Foundation has conducted extensive research on preschool programs across the states and finds that what is promised and what is delivered is often very different.
It's a cautionary tale. If you want preschool just to help kindergartners be socialized and be ready, that's one thing. But if you're making a lot of promises for preschool that it will close your achievement gap and higher your graduation rates and lead to more college completion, the evidence is very thin.
And what does the research show about this?
The majority of the research shows that kids who have some kind of intervention do tend to do a little bit better in kindergarten. So in terms of how many letters they can recognize and language recognition, they do score a little bit higher. But then those gains fade as they stay in the public school system. So for instance, last year there was a huge school random assignment study done by the Department of Health and Human Services on thousands of kids that had gone through Head Start, which is the nation's biggest preschool program. And across 41 indicators, by first grade, they couldn't tell the difference between the kids that had the intervention and the kids that didn't. And that included academic and social indicators.
The research that proponents of universal preschool usually cite relies on a specific test case of an exclusive boutique program that served a small sample of kids from lower-income homes using numerous and sometimes expensive interventions. This has made it difficult to replicate the results in a larger universal program despite billions of dollars of investment across the states.
There is a little bit of research for disadvantaged kids from very expensive boutique programs. So you've probably heard of the Perry Preschool Program and the Chicago Child Parent Study, but these were very specific populations of more disadvantaged, lower-income kids, and they had all kinds of interventions like parent training and after-school tutoring and even medical care and iron-fortified formula. So they spent a lot of money on these kids, and the Perry Preschool, which is the most famous and which is most of the arguments for investing in preschool is based on, the economic effects of those kids that went through the Perry Preschool. And they did have higher graduation rates, better job completion, things like less incarceration, but it was only 100 preschool kids in the whole country in this tiny study that we really base all of our evidence on for preschool and in programs like that. And the problem is they've had a hard time replicating those programs, and as soon as they scale those programs up, they've lost those effects. And then the other thing is they make inferences from those tiny programs to universal preschool programs and statewide preschool programs that have thousands of kids. And the intervention and the money that they're investing is much different. And so when you go to large-scale programs, you don't see the same kinds of effects as you see in these boutique, Perry preschool kind of programs.
You can learn more about education issues in Alaska by visiting our website at www.alaskapolicyforum.org.